So how was your week, guys? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. One of the few podcasts putting one out on Christmas.
Yeah, well, Christmas Eve.
Well, Christmas Eve.
But still.
Not taking a
everyone
break.
Everyone else is off for a break this week, but fuck those guys.
Yep.
We have Christmas spirit.
We do.
Hey, we're not working. You gotta do something.
Exactly.
Ever. Not just talking about the holidays. All unemployed. Please send
Hence
money.
The podcast.
Yeah.
All this free time. That being said, I just finished watching the original Grinch this morning. Both of them. Squeeze both of them in.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed.
Well, last week, we had a bullshit episode because, or at least we recorded a bullshit episode. I think we at least timed it right so we didn't release a bullshit episode. But I was like, I didn't watch the movies. I was busy. Sorry.
I was like, neither did I, man. It's cool.
Yeah. But only because I call up like a day beforehand. I was like, I've watched the movies because Brandon always watches them the day of anyway.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Nice. I like to watch them the weekend before. Then mm-hmm. we record on Wednesday. It comes out on Sunday. In this instance, you guys are going to get a rush because I don't have 3 days to do this. I got to fucking...
Christmas this might be is coming, man. It's a job. Fast.
Right? Published on Christmas Eve. But that's cool.
At least we'll have one out there.
Are we wishing other holidays or do we not do that? What kind of podcast have we decided?
Whoa.
Do we say happy holidays? So people get really upset about that.
Apparently they do. I don't think people really get that upset.
No?
Again, we didn't talk about this on the podcast, but I think the holidays are from Thanksgiving till New Year's. That's just the holidays. Yeah. So you can say
just
happy
enjoy
holidays.
That month, people. Just enjoy the whole day.
Basically
month.
Try because everybody's stressed out of their mind. It's like they have a happy holidays.
Of course, I'm from Maine, so there's pretty much no other holidays.
Yeah, right. I mean,
yes, Kirsten's joining us.
There's
a little bit
of other holidays squeezed in there, but not so much.
It's too all just winter.
Not a lot of synagogues over there.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, I've gotten a lot of people mad at happy holidays.
That's so dumb.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's because people think there's a war on Christmas.
Just a little bit of courtesy to, you know. And again, it's not even a religious thing for me. It's just happy holidays.
Yeah.
For me, it's Christmas and New Year's. That's what I've always, like, that whole week is your holidays.
Yeah.
You know? But
people get
mad. Like, Christmas isn't all that religious for a lot of people these days.
Yeah, it
isn't. It's Christmas.
It's a consumer holiday.
There's Jews who celebrate Christmas.
What?
There's Jews who celebrate Christmas.
I know.
Yes,
exactly.
There's like a lot of, like, you don't have to be a Christian to celebrate Christmas. At this point, it's a national holiday.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree with that.
Pretty much.
America.
It's an American holiday.
Saving Christmas for everybody.
If you get to celebrate other ones, too, then lucky you, man.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I got a couple people at work who I was like, you know, happy Hanukkah. I was like, are we still in Hanukkah? They're like, no, it ended like 2 days ago. Like, oh, well.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my good friends at work is the same. She's Jewish. Her husband's not. Kids celebrate for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Good for them.
I know.
Lucky.
It's great.
Yeah.
They have a nice Star of David on top of their Christmas tree.
Oh, that's
they really?
Cute.
That's great. That's
which I thought
really
was
good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, the Jews and Christians, you know, we've always...
Yeah.
What's the Muslim one? They have one.
It's Ramadan.
Ramadan. That's it. I don't know when that runs to. Isn't that like a week-long thing?
No, it's the month
it's
of
month.
Ramadan.
Oh, it's the whole month.
Yeah, it's a whole month.
The whole month.
I don't know if it's the same month every year, but it's a month of Ramadan.
Wait, it floats? So sometimes it's like in July?
They have a different calendar,
They have a different calendar, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Like the Chinese's.
Like the Chinese.
Interesting. They too haven't adopted the civilized
calendar. They follow the Gregorian calendar, and they're just their years are different. I think.
Well, it's kind of like Easter changes every year.
Easter's just a Sunday. Yeah. Like
well,
whatever.
Yeah. Apparently, Thanksgiving does too, but not in the way I expected. Because I had always been taught growing up that Thanksgiving was the last Thursday in November, but
it's
this
like
year
the
it wasn't.
Fourth Thursday or something.
No,
like
it's
that.
The last Thursday with like.
With
before
a weekend after it.
Yeah, before the last Sunday, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I believe
okay.
so. I think, yeah.
Is it the last Thursday before
that's
the last Sunday?
Mm-hmm. That if, you know, if that, as long as that last Sunday is in November. It's like the voting. That's like the first Tuesday of November with a Monday in November. That's like, or, you know what I mean? Like the first, if Tuesday is November 1st, it's not going to be, that's not going to be voting day. It's going to be the following one.
We should make that more confusing.
I used to know the rule, but yeah, it's like that. It's the first Tuesday in November following the first Monday in November. That's the rule.
Every 4 years,
mm-hmm.
but only when Halley's Comet comes
out. Yeah, exactly. Every 80 years.
That's
going to
be the new one.
There's a new rule that comes out then.
Yeah. They slip that into the tax plan. You guys didn't read about that one?
Oh, God.
I don't know what the individual mandate is, but apparently it's it's gone.
Yeah, no more of that.
Yeah, you can't mandate things individually. You have to mandate collectively.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is strange, because you'd think anything collective would be
Yeah, right?
Bad news.
Well, yeah, because socialism.
Yeah, apparently.
Bad.
Fucking fascist, bad. This guy.
All right, Rory, you're jumping right in.
To what?
Politics.
You don't know who I was talking about. It could have been anybody. You jumped to a lot of conclusions, Brandon.
We're talking about collectivism and fascism already.
Well, yeah.
On our Christmas-themed podcast already.
Hey, listen.
Happy holidays, guys.
First of all, don't say happy holidays again. Second of all, no one said this was this Christmas-themed. It's Christmas-esque.
Christmas-esque?
Right.
Oh, Christmas-y.
We do have the tree up in the studio.
It's Christmas-ish. There's a tree.
Someone gave me a wine in a wine bag, and I hung the wine bag on the tree. I was like, there we go. This is what we're doing for... No decorations, but I got a wine bag hanging up there. There's a
it's
sock.
It's a decorative tree, as
I was
going
to say, it's pretty psychedelic on its own.
To,
right?
You
don't
necessarily
need to add to it.
The worst thing is, I think police are coming all the time. Because it just flashes these blue and red lights.
So anyone listening, this tree is like insanely flashy.
Yeah.
It's like I'm surprised
our listeners can't hear
green.
It.
It's coming through the mic. We're getting feedback from the tree.
It's ridiculous.
No, if I'm not looking at it, I can still see it in the reflection my glasses. So I'll be like, oh my God, the fuzz.
Dave keeps trying to pull over
Jesus
on the couch.
Nope, just Merry Christmas.
It's a pretty cool tree, though.
So yeah.
It's like fiber optics.
Well, I mean, you know what? I can't have Christmas without a Christmas tree.
It's true.
And, I mean, it was the easiest Christmas tree that required the least amount of effort to set up. So.
Nice plastic plug-in tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what, 3 feet tall, tops?
Yeah.
Maybe that might be a two-footer. So you just put it on a shelf and plug it in, and it gives you a fucking seizure. So
right. Also known as the Christmas spirit.
Right? It turns you epileptic, which is... It's a good thing.
Put a wallet in his mouth. No, it's the Christmas spirit.
It's the Christmas spirit. The Christmas spirit's got him.
He's feeling it real hard.
It's like the itis when you eat too much on Thanksgiving. You get the Christmas spirit. What's wrong with him? Oh, he's got the spirit.
No, he's having a coronary.
He doesn't look well.
Speaking
of Christmas spirit, I mean... You guys watch The Grinch, or at least have you heard of this thing?
I've seen it.
This cultural phenomenon we call The Grinch.
I think I've seen that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get into it. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Kirsten.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, retcons, and remakes of all our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, The Grinch.
Sort of.
Which we all kind of watched.
Yeah, kind of.
Exactly.
That we've all
fast forwarded. Someone did it from memory.
Yeah.
Some read the book.
I saw the old one more recently, like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, and dude, well, that's the thing.
I haven't seen the Jim Carrey one since it came out. But
oh, it's brutal.
I remember it being really freaky. Yeah.
So bad.
I remember being real freaky.
Yeah. Kirsten watched it, what, this morning?
Yeah, so I turned it on to try to watch it. Uh-huh. And it just was so irritating that luckily I just had it on my screen in front of me and just kind of skipped through each little bit.
There you go.
I was like, oh yeah, this. Oh yeah, this. Oh yeah, this is just as annoying as that.
Just to give her a nice refresher course.
Yeah, it's like, that's why I was freaked out 17 years ago
exactly.
when I saw this thing.
It was really 17 years ago, right? It was 2000.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Versus
which,
the OG Grinch,
crazy.
Which might be...
It was in the 60s,
no? 1966?
66, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when you could have racism against green people. Back when we could be honest about how we felt about those people.
Those people?
Yeah, the Greens.
The Greens, the Grinch.
I mean, it's Dr. Seuss, you gotta be a little...
Exactly.
He was a little...
A little weird. Yeah. He did some propaganda stuff, and then he did some weird sexual stuff. Like, there's some really weird stuff.
I thought he just hated Jews.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I thought he just hated Jews. I thought it was a Jew thing. Primarily.
No, I think you're thinking... I think Roald Dahl didn't like the Jews.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Who did?
That was
really
Roald
back
Dahl.
Then? I mean, let's be honest.
But no, he did some weird sexual stuff. There's like weird sexual cartoons that Dr. Seuss did with looking people.
Oh.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Well, yeah. I mean, hey man, people out there like that shit.
They're into whatever they're
there's
into.
There's like a whole genre. That's cool. If you want to get down to
who sex.
Yeah.
Who sex genre.
It's really weird. It's like who looking people with like tits and vaginas and stuff. And you're just what? What? Yeah, I used to work at Borders and there was an art book with that the forbidden Dr. Seuss art
for sale at Borders.
For sale at Borders.
Who porn?
Yeah. It was. Who it was mangas? It was in the art section. Like it was with. It was in the art section.
It sounds very artistic.
Not in the sweat section.
From what I know about
Damn,
art.
Damn, I wish I knew that earlier. Dave would have been getting that for Christmas.
Right on
I
the coffee
I had forgotten
table.
About that completely. Oh, damn. Right.
Next year.
Yep.
Next year.
Brutal.
Prime can have it here in a couple days, right?
Hey, you're listen. Right. Whatever you're into, I don't judge anyone for their inclinations about who's or octopuses or whatever. It's all fine.
And his propaganda stuff, he was big into like the World War II propaganda. Yeah.
Well, he didn't like Jews.
No, what? No, he was.
No, but I think he was on our side for that.
Oh, I thought he was a Nazi. Maybe no. I am thinking of Roald Dahl.
Yeah, I think of Roald Dahl.
Henry
Roald Dahl
Ford?
Wasn't a fan.
Wasn't everyone a Nazi back then?
Yeah, Henry Ford did not like the Jews.
Yeah.
He also liked eugenics.
Walt Disney.
Yeah, you're thinking he was you're a thinking Nazi. Walt
yeah.
Disney.
Yeah.
He
Disney had some.
I just see notoriously did not.
I assume all animators from that time period were just not really into the whole America thing.
Wow, weird. No, but some were good guys, man. Some were good guys.
All right. I guess Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Now it was just a little weird.
Well, they made the Grinch, and then the Grinch did so well they made the Cat in the Hat, didn't they? Was Jim Carrey also the Cat in the Hat?
Oh no, it was Mike Myers.
Oh,
it
that's
is,
right.
It
was
that
Mike
is
Myers.
A even further disturbing
yeah,
movie.
That
really
is
really
I haven't
bad.
Seen that one.
That's real bad. Don't yeah. even.
I'm going to come
I mean,
out
we might have to.
History,
is that a remake?
Guys.
Did they ever make an original movie of The Cat in the Hat?
I mean, there's an original
no,
TV show or
there's
kid's
original,
show, right?
Is there a kid show? There's an original book.
I feel like there was a kid show.
Was there an animated thing?
I feel like there was an animated thing like The Grinch.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I remember babysitting kids and they'd watch that and I was kind of horrified.
We might have to put that one on the list.
Listen, I'm going to come out on the wrong side of history here and say I actually liked The Grinch remake.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
So
the
weird.
Costume does not freak me out at all.
It scared
the yak hair.
Scared the shit out of me.
Did
the yak
hair. Really yeah. good job as oh. the Grinch, but also being funny. It's a kid's movie. It's like a kid's movie with some of that adult humor spiced in.
I just remember wanting to smack Cindy Lou Who in the face. She
oh
was
my
so
good
obnoxious.
God.
She did. I didn't. She was. I mean, well, the original Cindy Lou Who also was not fucking a badass, dude. She
but the Who's were so awful in that movie. Like in the book, the Who's are like, we love Christmas no matter what.
Isn't Jeffrey Tambor?
Well, that was
too?
The whole point.
Yeah,
I mean, they definitely
it.
Did something a little different with the whole like
and this
gift
one is like,
thing.
Yeah, the but Who's are like super commercial and
yeah.
throwing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was like we were supposed to hate the Who's as well as the Grinch.
I just think that was a modern day way of getting the point across.
Oh, it was brutal.
Because I mean, the first Grinch is also about Christmas and presents and how it's not about materialism. It's about
the
Christmas.
Spirit.
It's the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. That haunts you to love it. But they did the same thing in the remake, just with, you know, they put like a commercialism spin, but it was the same thing. The message is the same. I don't mind the additional. What I could have done without was all the Grinch backstory. I didn't know
yes.
I need to know about his childhood.
That,
yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's
that
what
nonsense.
I remember most disturbing was the young Grinch.
The little
in
creepy,
makeup.
Like,
yeah.
yes, that
oh,
creeped
okay.
the hell out of me.
Still didn't bother me, but I could see how that was not a good part of the movie. The whole shaving thing.
Yeah.
He's like, ooh, he goes, he fucking red lines when you talk about shaving. Like, wow.
Yeah.
That was totally unnecessary. But
I mean, the whole, was it Christine Baranski who's like,
oh yeah,
one of the Who
mm-hmm.
people
yeah.
who we liked as a kid.
Yes.
Who like later he comes down and she's all flirty with him. I'm like, oh
yeah,
my God, ew. But then
was,
I guess Who sex? So yeah, what are you?
Yeah. Wait, was that character a real character from the original one?
No.
Were there any named
nope.
Who's?
No,
no,
I don't
just
think
it's Cindy Lou.
Yeah, it was just Cindy Lou Who. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
the rest of them
they
were
had to
just
make like
who's.
The Who Mayor, which was Jeffrey Tambor in
yeah.
the new one. Yeah. And like
Mary You Who.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
You had me.
Mayor Poohoo.
I'm going to go with that.
Mayor you.
Mayor Boohoo. He was a very sad man. This is Jeffrey. Jeffrey Boohoo. Nice to meet you.
Oh, my God.
We almost had a live spit take out here.
Makes me sad too. Jeffrey Tambor is another one that just had just cropped up in the news.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yet another one.
Is he? Let me guess. Wait, can I guess?
Go ahead.
He's sexually harassing people.
Correct.
Wow.
There's allegations against Jeffrey Tambor, and I love Jeffrey Tambor. He's so funny.
I mean, not anymore because now you love a rapist. Way to go, Brandon.
It's just everybody.
Yeah, people are just like shutting down. They're like, all right, then I'm just not coming back to my show.
Yeah, yeah, they're gonna. I mean, they're supposed somehow bringing back House of Cards without Kevin Spacey.
I know.
I don't know how, but
so on a random Kevin Spacey note, back in I don't know 20 years ago when I worked at the New Yorker and he was on Broadway.
Yeah,
there were big time rumors.
Oh yeah,
like I don't know why this took 20 years to come out as a thing.
The stories have been around for a long time.
Why didn't you break the story?
I know. I should have.
Well, the stories have been around.
Should have headed downstairs to editorial and said, "Hey guys, let's write this shit." Yeah, they used to say they used to have to keep like helpers with him backstage at the Broadway shows because of all he would hit on all the young actors.
Yep. Oh my god! And
it was what's his name who came out? Why can't I remember his name? The guy who plays Stamets in the new Star Trek.
Stamets.
Rapp.
Anthony Rapp. Yeah. He's the one who he's the first one publicly
from Broadway
back
in the day.
Yep, he's
creep-tastic.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like
it just sucks that
it went from 20 years of whatever sweeping under the carpet to now it was like
unwritten thing. Like everybody knew it, but nothing.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah. I think one of the previous episodes is that there's no way people should be shocked, but the stereotype exists of that Hollywood powerful person who preys
the casting
on
couch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It exists, and exists for a reason. So we know this was going on, and we know famous people.
Yeah.
So, like, it just goes to show, like, some of the people we know are going to be the people doing this.
Yep.
And it shouldn't be, I mean, it's terrible, but it shouldn't be that shocking.
No, right?
I guess what's shocking is nobody expects to be that guy.
It just sucks when it's somebody you really, like, are a fan of their work, or...
You always assume it's somebody you don't like.
Yeah, you're always hoping good, that guy was a jerk anyway.
Right.
I hate that guy's work.
What a dick. He's terrible.
Yeah.
He probably molests
He's probably hitting on people.
Yeah. Probably one of those people. You know,
he seems the type.
Yeah,
wow, it's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
it's all the movies we love just
bad,
tainted. Everything's tainted now. Just feels like.
Well, it was a good effort to like come out.
Well, you
come
know,
out
what?
Of the closet that was also super secret.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Yeah, nice try. Yeah. Oh yeah. By the way, sorry for being a dick when I was younger, and I'm gay.
By the way, I'm gay. Can we shift the focus?
Yeah,
and
he tried
like,
to.
The hell
yeah,
cares?
Nice try. Nice try. Like,
you know what?
Yeah.
Lots of people are gay. No one cares anymore. Yeah,
is he gay or is he bi?
No, he's gay. I think.
He's just straight up gay, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, he tried to shift the focus away from his, you know, his actions when he was younger.
Yeah.
To, no, that may have happened. Sorry about that, but I'm gay. Isn't that interesting?
No. It's like, no.
Nice try.
Gay
nice
isn't
try.
Interesting anymore.
You're not working. We're not
<there. laughs> seen it. Been
yeah,
there.
Been there.
I'll tell you what, I'm happy about it because, I mean, less competition out there for me.
Yeah.
It's... I mean, you tell me Kevin Spacey's off the board?
Yeah.
Ladies. Ladies, your options are getting limited. Call me.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm just trying to hit me up at nafcast@gmail.com. Twitter @nafcast.
I'm trying to think of the women who were like, oh, man, between Dave... sorry.
All the women I could have had, but they were like, but Kevin Spacey's out there, and I just... I got to hold out for him.
And now that he's gone, boom.
Yep. Now it's when they start. Just flowing in.
They're knocking down the door.
Oh, man.
If you listen to, I think maybe last week's episode, you found out about all Brandon's ex-girlfriends and how they're listening.
Oh, yes. How conceited I was about my ex-girlfriends.
Brandon was like, I don't want to say like some stuff because of who might be listening. I was like, who might be listening? He's like, you know, like
all
my
exes,
ex-girlfriend.
They're still hung up on me, I swear.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all listening. That's all they've been waiting for all these years.
That
Brandon's
son
got
of a
podcast.
Bitch.
What's he doing?
I can hear him every week.
Yep. Yep. They're all just still
he's
hanging
all
on.
Still hung up.
Yep. Oh, yep. That's exactly
one day he'll come back to me.
Yeah. Especially after I'm famous. Like,
well, yeah. And now, again, Kevin Spacey's off the board.
Hello.
Cha-ching.
Hello.
Brandon.
Again, the type of women that would have been going for Kevin Spacey and me, I don't know.
I think there's some overlap because Kevin Spacey turns out is gay. So,
burn. Burn. Thanks.
Did you get it?
Yeah. Oh, no, it didn't take the mathematician on that one, buddy. I figured that one out. It's good. It's good.
No, seriously, ladies, he's not gay.
No.
Bye.
Kevin Spacey isn't?
No, he's definitely gay. And not even the good kind of like the fun gay, apparently. Like the rapey gay.
Wow. Wow.
Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Not even the fun guy.
Well, yeah.
It was Christmas. Everybody's gay right now, right?
It's true.
Right? It's merry and gay.
It's the gayest time of the year.
It is.
Huge.
Oh, man.
So, getting back to the Grinch,
I
don't know if we can be friends anymore, Dave.
Because of my stance.
Because your very controversial stance.
And because I don't believe in the Holocaust.
Wait, what? Oh, that's a different one.
Well,
I think that was a different podcast entirely.
I think so, too.
The same area, the same kind of...
What? No.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are the two things I can understand not being friends with me over.
Fair enough.
My disbelief in the Holocaust.
No, I've got, I actually now have reservations.
And my Grinch fandom, more importantly.
It's mainly the Grinch fandom, but...
No, I mean, I guess if you look at it in terms of it's for kids.
It's a kid's movie. The Grinch is for kids. I mean, there's enough like adult comedy in there where you go, okay, he says some stuff where...
There is adult comedy in there, though, that's like pretty...
They try, they tried to make it...
But it's nothing that would make a kid go, what? It's adult comedy that you can look at and go, ha, I got that. My five-year-old probably didn't. But even if he did, it wouldn't be a big deal. It was to make adults laugh,
about...
but it's a kid's movie.
There's something about like it being a rework of a classic that like we all feel like we own.
Well, there's a higher
standard.
It's
hard to say.
Yeah.
This is for kids people who when it came out were kids and
that's true.
I don't know.
But the original Grinch was for kids too. We just happened to be kids back then. This all leads into a Star Wars conversation I want to have with you guys, but we've all seen Star Wars.
I can't wait to
we have one. No spoilers for our fans. So
can we cut it and then like do a spoiler bit later?
No.
Because I'd love to talk about it.
I mean, we could bring it up at the end.
Okay.
But, I mean, do you want to do that?
Yeah, because I'd love to talk Star Wars, like, real bad. I would really like to talk
about it. Brandon's been aching to get
this out. Especially after what Dan was, like, poo-pooing on it. I was like, I don't know, man.
I mean, I was going to poo-poo on
it
also.
I have a lot to say about it.
I just think the funniness, the humor that I was not a fan of, even though it was funny humor but did not entirely belong in a Star Wars film, was because they're making this shit for kids. It's a Disney movie. Mm. They're targeting a younger crowd.
Yeah.
It's not as much for us as we would like to believe. And I realized that when I was thinking about this new movie.
All right.
I'm trying not to say anything that's going to give... But it's Star Wars, and you see this movie and you realize like how much... fighting's happening.
Yeah,
it's like it is death and fighting and death.
That opening scene alone.
Like,
I mean,
you're like, oh yeah, so some lightheartedness makes sense in there.
Try to bring
me
some levity to it. Yeah,
I guess so.
Because
but
otherwise,
the first
it's literally
Star Wars movie
a war
was
movie.
Death and fighting and death and fighting. And I mean, there was some tongue. Also, Han Solo was the funniest character.
You got to remember too, the pacing of it back in the day was a lot slower too. This movie was boom 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 boom. So much happened so quickly and all, and they jam packed so much into 2.5 hours still. Like,
yeah, but 2.5 hours, man, that's too.
Half
an hour too long.
I have my own criticisms of it too. Don't get me wrong; it was not a perfect movie by any means. But I mean, if we're really going to get into it yet,
well, I mean, we should probably Grinch.
Yeah, let's Grinch for now.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
So the Grinch as a Sith character.
What if the rule of two is his dog? Is that? Is that his apprentice?
Yeah. And then the dog has to try to kill him.
Yes.
Take over.
I put money on the dog.
That was the best part of the new movie, by the way, was Max, because that's an adorable dog.
Yes, totally the dog
is.
Was cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally is.
I like how also the most dangerous thing in whose society exists in the post office, which is the package sorter that Cindy Lou Who falls into and the Grinch saves her.
Oh, yeah.
That was the big difference, was it was about this relationship that had been built between Cindy Lou Who and the Grinch.
And I literally watched the old one and the interaction between Cindy Lou Who and
each other.
He goes, oh, I'm just taking the tree to fix it. Now go back to bed. Good night.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
He gave her a glass of water or something, didn't he?
Yeah, he said he gave her a drink and put her back to bed.
Yep. Yeah, I hadn't remembered how big her part was in this.
Well, she was 2 in the original one and she's like
a 10-year-old. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
You have to, a 2-year-old, I mean.
Yeah, 2-year-olds.
They can't act. No chops.
They can only work for a certain amount of hours.
Yeah.
It's kind of a pain in the ass.
In this country. problem with this land of ours.
Yeah, so Cindy Lou was like the only who wasn't a commercialized.
Shill.
Like, yeah.
And we're not sure where she got, except that she sings a song, which I hated. But it does explain she was getting to that age where Christmas used to be magical and now it wasn't so magical. And she was seeing all the gifts and all the and it didn't seem right to her. And so that's why she was like, we got to get the Grinch down here and fucking set this shit straight because he'll know what's up for some reason, which is weird. But still, the message resonated with the true spirit of the original Grinch, which I liked.
I guess.
I mean, the costume, the Jim Carrey-ness of it does not throw me for a second. Because the Grinch is a devious character, but he's also not, like, he never hurt anybody.
No.
He's not a mean, he's not a bad person.
He's
wasn't
just
like
cranky.
The Grinch had heads on spikes up at the top of Mount whatever.
Grinch the Impaler.
Mount Trumpet. Grinch the Impaler. The green one.
No, no, no. That's true. He was just cranky. He just was jealous.
Well, yeah, because I mean,
he's green.
He didn't have any friends. No one invited the Grinch.
Yep.
And then when the Grinch shows up, turns out the Grinch was welcome. I mean, he did bring back all the presents, so that was nice. But I also liked how in the new one, all the trash ended up at the top of Mount Crumpet or whatever it is. So, yeah.
Oh yeah,
Mount
yeah.
Crumpet. Yeah, but
dump it on Crumpet.
Anti-gravity technology.
Somehow,
how did that? They were just like
people can go right through it too, though. So
yeah.
That's
oh
good,
yeah,
you know.
Both ways.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yep.
Which was well, odd.
Who technology is, but obviously years beyond ours.
Years, decades beyond our understanding. Everything's got a big funnel on it for some reason.
Pantookers.
Yes.
And then they had like the little Whos, the tiny people. And at first I was like, why are there fucking weird tiny Whos? And then I watched the original one and I was like, oh, because there are weird tiny Whos.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're on platters.
Mm-hmm.
That is also weird. That must be an uncomfortable situation to present food. Food.
Just, I'm gonna go Flintstones here. It's a living.
But like, that's so inefficient. By the end, you get a tiny piece of food. You had like 10 people working to get it there. Or do those
imagine
10
the tipping
get eaten?
I know. Well, that's
they're
the
already on plates.
Yeah,
is this
dangerous?
These cannibal Whos?
Whoa,
yeah,
totally different angle.
Yeah, all of a sudden the Grinch isn't such a bad guy. Is
wow,
he?
Grinch is
the only people not eating Who flesh.
Oh man, wow. This
just
went
dark. Got dark.
Hey, I didn't do it. It's Dr. Seuss, man. I told you, I got fucked up.
Apparently, he really is. Oh, man.
I don't know. The thing that drove me crazy is the Jim Carreyisms as he's like talking to himself.
Yeah.
Like,
the Grinch was more of a silent
so
character.
Yeah, like when he's up there and he's just chatting away at himself, and I'm like, okay, take it down a notch.
Like
he's talking to Max. The original Grinch spent a lot of time talking to Max.
No, he didn't.
Did he?
He did too.
Not a lot.
Without any packages, boxes, or bags.
Okay, so that wasn't a lot of time.
He said things to Max. The Grinch has more speaking parts than any other character in that whole thing.
That's true.
Although it is mostly narrated.
It's just narration. Yeah.
Boris Karloff?
Was it?
Boris
it was.
That's the trivia there.
Yep.
Nice.
And then Anthony Hopkins in the movie, I think.
Oh, really?
Did Boris Karloff actually sing You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch?
No. So there's some guy who sang it whose name might be, I don't know, Thurl's Good or something like that. And apparently he got left off the credits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was a big thing.
So it was a big
guess,
thing.
White gentleman?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I imagine so.
So there was some big controversy there. They had to send things out to stations to apologize.
Wow.
But that's still out there. It's another one of those songs you hear on the radio now at Christmas. So
yeah.
He's made it last.
Oh, it's fairly popular.
I hope he gets those royalties. Yeah. Or like his estate gets those royalties.
But yeah, that I actually thought that was also Boris Karloff singing that. So I was going to say Boris Karloff sang.
I don't know if Boris Karloff was known for his singing.
No,
voice.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Don't know. Me and Boris don't hang out anymore, so.
Okay.
He used to have a mean set of pipes. But now?
He didn't use them in those horror movies.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Decayed.
And I mean, come on, you got to stretch out the story of the Grinch to fill however long
that is
the new
true.
Grinch
that's
was.
The difference.
That's exactly.
It was like, what was it, 35 minutes? Not even the.
Yeah, the TV
original
show?
Yeah. And the new one was a full feature length movie.
Hour and a half.
Had to fluff the fuck out of it.
Yeah. So when I opened it up, I was like, all right, well, this will be quick. And I realized it's like an hour and 40 minutes. I was like, oh, crap.
I had to sit through this. Now you feel our pain every week.
Yeah. Every week, there's like a movie I really look forward to, and then there's
the
a movie
one
that
you're
like
oh,
oh yeah.
Bad.
So far, there's only been one that I've been like, oh.
Yeah. It was the Ghostbusters one, which will actually air next week. If you tuned in for Ghostbusters, we decided to give you some Christmas cheer in the meantime. Fucking cheer it.
Yeah, because Ghostbusters comes next week, and oh my God.
So wait, did you do that? You did the new one, like with the ladies?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even see it.
We do the original, and then we do the remake, Kirsten, no matter how much it hurts.
Did you discuss on your podcast how you used to make people call you Egon Spengler?
Oh, I did. I did.
Yeah. That's so great.
I don't hide Egon Spengler, my Egon side.
I as well. I grew up on the Real Ghostbusters like cartoon show. I watched that.
Oh, yeah, that was him.
I had the whole proton pack
thing.
Totally. Did you have the thing that like lit up, projected on like the?
Oh, I'm
totally
sure I did.
Yeah. No, he definitely did.
Yep.
And like literally, grandma at like holidays would be like, "David, come over here," and he'd be like, "I'm not David. I'm Egon Spengler."
That's so
funny.
You'll address me as Egon Spengler. Thank you.
So good. I'm glad you got the opportunity to bring that.
Oh,
one
yeah,
up.
Oh yeah. So yeah. Damn Ghostbusters go real far back. I didn't realize.
Yeah. I'm a big Ghostbusters fan. That's why I keep telling people, yo, if you have not watched the original Ghostbusters,
what are you
treat
doing?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Just that opening scene in the library.
It's okay, the holidays. You deserve here, it.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, enjoy.
And so the new one?
Not.
So no. Not. Yeah. Okay. Good to
it's
know.
It's just tune in next week for the first movie we've both truly hated.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was not. There were things that were good about it without going into too much detail. But
like I said with Dread, I liked because both were good in their own way and bad in their
movies,
own way.
But
they were they were just totally different. Yeah. And I enjoyed each in their own way. But, and what was the other one before that? RoboCop, which was more fun to lampoon than anything. The new one was more fun to lampoon than anything.
Yeah, the
but
new
it was
one wasn't
a bummer.
Good, but it was still, you know,
it was
funny,
easy to,
kind of enjoyable.
It was easy to take pot shots at it. Yeah. And there was a lot to pick apart.
And there was a lot of, you know, it did make me think about drones.
It did, yeah. There was a message about drones and stuff like that.
On technology and law enforcement,
so it did actually
and whether machines should pull the trigger.
Points across,
yeah.
The new Ghostbusters was a slog.
I didn't sleep for
it was
a week.
Bad.
I want that time back, but I'm not getting it.
Yeah,
back. Chris Hemsworth was the only good part of that movie.
And he was pretty funny.
He's a good part in a lot of movies.
Yeah, it's true. No, he's a handsome
devil.
He's a handsome devil.
He's very funny. He was very funny. But he was about the only funny part.
That's sad. With that cast, you'd think he wouldn't be the only funny part.
Exactly. That's what we kept saying. So disappointing. That Melissa McCarthy and whoever the fuck those other ladies were,
Kate McKinnon,
were not hysterical.
It was Kate McKinnon, Kristen Wiig, and Leslie Jones.
Mm. Wow. Brandon did some reading since last time.
I know my
time.
People. You know, I know actors.
Look at this. Yeah, that's right. We just couldn't remember the character names.
That's the sad part. Like
Claudia, Aaron, Sue, and Gretchen.
A mark, as I've been watching these remakes,
Mildred.
A mark of good character building is I will quiz Dave halfway through and be like, what were their character names? And we'll both go I don't know. They didn't actually establish them well enough as characters
just,
to know their characters.
That
names.
Actor I know played some part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That guy was that person in that thing.
We're I think Melissa McCarthy's character was Abby, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Abby sounds about right.
It's bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So as remakes go, I would put the Grinch over Ghostbusters any day of the week.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it, but...
He eats an onion.
Yeah, Hello? He does eat an onion. And he's sorting through the trash.
Yeah. Oh. I remember that being grossed out.
He eats an onion and then he talks and spits it everywhere. So there's that, too.
Oh, it's hot.
He is...
Jim Carrey.
One green yak hair wearing sexy guy.
Yeah. I mean, my mother obviously was just saying she didn't like him. I was like, yeah, well... He's an acquired taste. You have to really.
That's the thing.
There's certain
it is,
things Jim
in my
Carrey...
mind. Still, it's a Jim Carrey movie.
Yes. Very much. It's a vehicle for Jim Carrey, for sure.
They do enough work on the makeup, and it's enough of. It's not a Jim Carrey movie to me.
Wow.
See, that's the difference.
Doesn't
to me,
sink
No, I'm with Kirsten. It's.
And on that note, I don't hate Jim Carrey and everything. I think he's done some funny shit.
I don't think he does. I don't think everything he touches is gold. But I've always loved his work.
But I mean, the original Ace Ventura when he first scene, that was funny. I don't care.
I still think the second one's one of the funniest ones too.
See that
coming out of the rhino is one of the funniest.
That's actually one I haven't seen that one.
The physical comedy in those movies alone is spot on.
Well, my problem with Jim Carrey was after he played the Ace Ventura character, a lot of his characters. Were Ace Ventura.
Yeah, the mask was Ace Ventura.
Right. But even the mask is fucking good.
The mask is very good.
I enjoy
good.
The mask, you know? But after that, it was like, oh, I see you're just Ace Ventura. But
then he had to kind of break out of that.
He did.
Oh, and
he came out with some good movies.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
The Truman Show.
One of the best movies, Eternal Sunshine. I love that movie.
Fucking the Andy Kaufman movie, Man on the Moon, we were just talking about.
Apparently, there's a documentary on Netflix. I got to see this. I heard about it.
I heard about that, too.
It's like Jim.
Brandon,
what's
educate
called?
Our listeners as I get another beer.
Every time. Jim on Andy, I think it's called, where it's a documentary about how he was so method that he was Andy Kaufman. Kaufman, to the point where like Andy Kaufman's daughter came on set and was like conversing with Jim Carrey as if it was like,
oh my god, that's freaky.
Yeah, and it was really weird. But they say it's better than Man on the Moon. Like
that's interesting.
So it's a documentary about him making Man on the Moon, and that it's better than that movie.
Well, I'll have to say. So I did a little bit of research when we were going to talk about Grinch, and they were saying that Dr. Seuss's daughter, granddaughter, whoever's in control right now.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure that he'd be the right guy. And she went to the set of Man on the Moon.
Oh.
And they said that Jim Carrey was so deep into the character of Andy Kaufman that he played a version of the Grinch of Andy Kaufman playing Jim Carrey playing the Grinch. And she was like, if he can do that, he can do this.
Whoa, that's freaky.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't get that. Like, I'm not an actress.
Yeah,
so,
we're not
meh. Like, to get so far into something, like, it's just crazy. But it was hard to like wrap my head around what that actually looked like or sounded like.
I wonder if they mentioned that in this new documentary. Yeah, but
I wonder. That'd be really cool if they had it. I think
it's called Jim on Andy or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It looked really good. I saw the same thing, and that's kind of what made me think of it.
Yeah, I've heard good things. Yeah,
because I mean, Jim Carrey is obviously crazy.
I think he's gifted, and I think he's also crazy, but I think he's gifted. Like, it's that genius and madness thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Until we hear that he's fucking out there touching kids.
That's like, not another one, no.
Jim Carrey. Loves the butt stuff.
There was a
9-year-old. You heard it here first.
He's been dealing with something pretty awful lately.
Oh, is his like girlfriend or something?
Yeah, his girlfriend passed, like died of an overdose of a mixture of pills that he gave her for like sleep or something like that, and like the girlfriend's mother is suing him and
Jim Carrey killed his girlfriend?
Not like not intentionally, and
I wonder what she knew.
No, I think there was some like suicide, like she had some issues
and I
don't even know that they were still together, but they were still like friends. And close and whatever. But yeah, I did hear that
and he's been like a rough one. He's been kind of, if you see him recently, he's been kind of going off the deep end more than he normally is.
No, like, no, I haven't seen him recently. I guess that's why.
There's this one thing on the red carpet where he kept circling. Did you see that thing?
No.
He like there's an interviewer on the red carpet and he's trying to like ask him questions and he's literally just circling the person, just answering the questions but circling them the entire time, walking around them the entire time.
Oh my God. But that's not just see that the camera guy like flipping shit.
It's not, no, it isn't, but like, it's, I don't know. He's also like trying to be an artist, like a visual artist now, and he has like exhibits out and stuff like that. And
interesting.
Trying different
avenues. It's that genius thing. I think you're absolutely right.
It's the genius and madness
thing.
They
like just get to a point where it's like, gotta get this creativity out 50 million ways.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. You're Jim Carrey.
He's so gifted.
Famous actor. People love you for what you do, but you're like, I'm going to make art.
And I'm going to believe in anti-vax stuff.
Is he one of those?
He did for a while. I don't know what his current opinion is. He dated Jenny McCarthy.
And her her son maybe has autism.
Is he going
autism,
like Scientology like, totally. On us? Or?
No, I don't think he's a Scientologist. But if anybody were to go to it, I'd be like, I would not be surprised. That's a whole other conversation too.
Wow, Jim. Call us, man. Call in at Brandon. What's our phone number?
I'd have to look it up.
Ooh, we have
and
one.
And there's Twitter.
Hit us up on Twitter, and we'll give you our phone number, in which case you can call.
It is on our Facebook page.
Our number is on our Facebook page.
Nobody asked for this podcast.
Nobody asked for this podcast at facebook.facebook.com.
No, it's just
I'm not good at
Dave,
the internet,
the
guys.
Social media guru over here.
I'm not great at it, and I'm okay with managing it, but he's terrible.
You know what the best part about this podcast, honestly, is? Even if no one listens to it, I've learned a lot. And I'm sure Brandon has too in the process about
social
audio
media,
engineering and social media
promoting.
And editing and all this stuff that I just had no interest in participating in until we had a podcast and I was like, oh, this is kind of neat.
Wait, you're telling me no one's listening to this? What am I doing here?
Kirsten, you're our only listener.
Well, you're not listening to it. So that's
I have to listen to myself, damn it.
I imagine you'll listen to this episode at least twice.
No, what's huge for me is we're like, when you look up NAFcast on Google, we're number one when you look up NAFcast.
We're the number
on
one.
We're the number one NAFcast.
Out of all the people who are using NAFcast,
I like it.
We are the number one.
Just means keep that ranking, man. That's important.
Do we need to trademark that?
And
then how does one trademark?
So just
follow up
right now. Put a register symbol. Is it registered? I think register is the one you want first.
You just put an R next to it.
Because then you're claiming it. If someone tries to take it, you can say, hey, look what I did. In the past, we already owned this.
Even if we didn't do any yeah. Or, really?
That's the first step.
Oh my God, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Seriously, man.
Let's get an R on there.
Yeah. Make sure it's the R. There's like the three different, you know, copyright R, and put a T trademark. Or a C, yeah. But yeah. Squiggle. Because we do that for our clients. We tell them, you know, you gotta, huh. If you're using this thing,
trademark it as quick as possible.
Say it's yours. Yeah.
Huh?
So all there right. You go. Look at that.
You learned something.
You learned something about okay. All the people trying to steal your podcast.
Do we want to trademark I know there's Nobody so Asked Just Podcast and NAFcast?
I yeah, think NAFcast. I would throw it right on the logo and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
I think NAFcast, though, is like, since it is so original, there isn't a NAFcast out there as far as I know.
Not yet. Not until people start copycatting this podcast.
Like, damn, they got a great idea.
Then
we're
the remake
it.
Podcast gets remade. My mind.
Wow. That's like so meta. You could be in here like... talking about the people who remade your own
our podcast. Oh my God.
Whoa.
That'd be great, dude.
Someday you'll make it. You'll know you've made it.
Yes. Yes. No, we'll know we make it when we're number one on iTunes ranking.
No, we've got a couple listeners down in Virginia Beach. We've got some listeners nice. Up in Maine who came down to visit us.
Got some listeners on the West Coast.
We've got a couple listeners on the West Coast. Yeah, we've got some folks cool. Out in Manhattan. We've got listeners from coast to coast.
Hey, listeners.
Yeah, that's listeners. Awesome. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate your patronage. Just remember, you sign up to donate $50 on Patreon.
And there will be dick pics. There go your listeners.
Yeah, right?
You just lost them, Dave. Oh, too soon.
They'll come back after they get the pics.
Oh, no.
Tell you man. What.
Who sex pics?
Oh, yeah.
Some who porn.
Oh.
Who
I'm
porn.
Branching out.
Who porn it is.
I like to see what the youth is into.
The youth. Okay, old man on the couch over here.
What are the kids doing?
God damn it.
All right. Well, so Dave, you're on the pro side. I'm still on the not pro side, but I'm not as far now. Good
yeah.
job.
Well, yeah.
I could see your points.
I'm glad I could bring you guys around to loving a little bit more.
The TV show is still the
spirit.
Best thing.
Yeah.
You guys are both pretty Grinchy right now, let me tell you.
Not yeah.
Grinch well, fans.
We're Grinch
hate
about
Christmas.
The Grinch. I think we're Grinch about
the
Grinch.
Grinch about the Grinch. I'm Grinch about Jim Carrey.
I'm Grinch about just the prosthetics. I don't know. Like there's something.
Yeah.
There's something, and yeah, there's a lot of movies back from the '90s too. I talked about it in Dredd as well. The old Judge Dredd. There were prosthetics on one of the mutants.
Oh, the
something,
robot
something
alien
about
guy.
'90s prosthetics and like early 2000s prosthetics that freak me the fuck.
Yeah,
out.
The latex just looks
yes.
latexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Certain. Prosthetic makeup looks just will forever freak me the fuck out. Forever.
Yeah.
They're just unsettling.
Yeah, ugh. I agree.
Well, you also used to not like people in character.
I had a tremendous
yeah, you're
aversion
over it.
To people in character.
What does
so,
that mean?
Like, so if, like, Colonial Williamsburg in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So you go there and people are in character. And they're like, what's that magic metal box you came
yeah,
here in? And
yeah.
I can't suspend
like,
disbelief
no,
enough to
asshole,
go.
Asshole, that's a car.
Exactly. I'm like, this car, you came here in one. You can't tell me you didn't. I don't know why it freaked. And for the longest time, I mean, until I dated a girl who went to the Ren Faire all the time, and
oh, yeah.
I had to get
over it real quick. Then he was putting on costumes.
I never
got weird
up.
Watching who porn.
Never
Renaissance who porn.
Bring it all together.
But I guess that is related though. That must be
yeah. Like, you've got
prosthetics
a
and
with...
like with not seeing people's real faces or real.
Yeah,
people. I don't know.
Anyone
be...
who tries to shield their true self from Brandon, he immediately senses it.
Yeah, that yeah, it sets
and
me
runs
off.
Crying the
sets
other direction.
That's actually a funny story. Bringing it back to Star Wars, when I was a kid, my parents took me to MGM Studios, back when the
yeah.
third park was MGM. Mm. Star Tours was there, and Chewbacca was walking around the park, signing autographs, being Chewbacca. And apparently, my parents said, they were like, oh, Brandon's going to love seeing Chewbacca. And they looked down in the stroller, and I was gone. I was literally just, feet don't fail me now, just running the other way. My dad said he could barely catch me.
Oh, that's amazing.
It has nothing to do with characters. Brandon's racist against Wookiees.
I've since grown to love Wookiees, okay?
Well, Brandon, it's a good thing you say that because we have a surprise for you. Just a Wookiee paw on your shoulder.
That would actually be fucking scary, man.
That's exactly right.
7 foot tall Wookiee, wouldn't you be scared?
No, Brandon, because I can understand that people in character can't hurt me.
I mean they could.
A real Wookiee, man.
They could hurt you,
well,
Dave.
Well, Brandon, I hate to tell you this. The dude's still 7 feet tall. Yeah. Yeah. It's a big motherfucker. He lifts.
And you won't be able to identify him after, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, officer, it was a Wookiee.
We're going to have to take you in.
No, not Chewbacca. They don't all look alike. Racist.
Have you seen the holiday special?
Right? There's several Wookiees.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Have you ever seen it, Dave?
A classic. The holiday special?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
With like, his mom, Murga, or something.
No, no. His wife's wife. Mala, his wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mala.
His dad,
Scratchy.
Lumpy.
Lumpy.
And his kid.
Is his kid itchy?
His kid is itchy.
I knew somebody was itchy.
His kid is itchy.
Wow. Somebody was scratching.
His kid is itchy.
Yep. What kind of name is Lumpy?
I don't know.
Page one of that script. Hey, guys, I don't know if this is going to work.
I think there was a lot of cocaine going around at the time when they were making the production of that holiday special.
What's that old bit, cocaine makes everything sound good?
Yeah, pretty much. I think it was.
Doesn't matter what you're talking about.
Then we're going to get Jefferson Starship on, and then we're going to do this dance number with these little hologram.
Love this.
God, it was so terrible.
Oh, my
it's
God.
So bad. And George Lucas famously said, you know, if I could find every copy of it and destroy it, I would.
But he can't because of the internet.
And it's out there.
Honestly, he'd probably do the same thing about the original
special editions. Yeah, probably.
Special edition versions.
Probably would.
Those are already hard to find.
They're actually like impossible. You could only find them online. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to fucking copy that to a disc because I think George goes around systematically DDoS attacking every hosting service and has it. Eventually, they'll all be gone.
Oh my gosh.
Well, he's $3 billion and nothing else to do nowadays.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Although, does he even care anymore? Or is it just like, it's fucking Disney's problem now?
Yeah, really.
Well, he was a little bitter about it at first. Yeah. But I don't think he's got much to complain about.
About the whole
days.
Disney thing now.
I'm sure he's got a substantial percentage that comes to him from these movies.
Yeah.
Period. So I'm sure he's fine. But I think before Force Awakens came out, there was a little bit of like they took my baby away from me, kind of. But at the same time, they drove a dump truck full of money up to his house. It's not made of stone.
Not to mention, what did he do with the last three? He didn't do them justice at that point. Let someone else try.
And we all,
I'll tell you what.
Everybody else was like, George, stop.
You're done.
Stop.
Thank you.
Again, I'm going to make a stand here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
The first three movies had some good parts.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I feel they got progressively better.
Yes, I agree.
I think first one is borderline unwatchable.
The first one is full of a lot of mistakes, but it still has that great Darth Maul fight, which is fucking excellent.
Duel of the Fates, yeah.
That was the best lightsaber combat you'd see in your fucking life.
That is true. That is true.
From Luke and Vader just being like, ding, ding,
dunk, dunk,
ding,
dunk. And like a little ding, bit of ding, Jedi ding. Flip in Return of the Jedi.
Luke
like,
does a backflip.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, Jedi can do backflips.
And that was pretty epic, yes.
Yeah.
The second one was, it was full of action, though. The second one was full of action.
Yep.
Which
full
was
of a lot good. Of good, again, a lot of good Jedi, Sith.
Yeah.
A lot of good the action.
The characters and the acting still left a lot to be desired.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, upon revisiting, I've actually grown to appreciate parts of the third one a lot more than I used to.
Yeah.
A lot more. But it's still a little painful. It's still a little... Still a little Hayden Christensen, but still a little.
Oh, well, that's a problem. I mean, that's part of the. That's a major.
Wow. I slaughtered them like animals. But I hate them.
It's kind of Mommy. Perfect.
What? Because he sucks.
Kylo Ren is a little bitch too.
No,
yeah, but
what?
He can act.
What?
Ass off.
My sister, who's not really my sister, but we're the sisters in the Force.
What? And, no, but he can actually act.
I hate
Hayden
my boss.
Hayden Christensen can't act. I'm sorry. Like well, I wish he could because
that's a whole different story.
I mean, that's the problem. Is like the lines aren't great, but he can't do anything with them anyway.
Exactly. So. Yes.
I'm sorry. Like the stories, though. Yeah. I mean, I don't hate those movies either, but
I think McGregor's Obi-Wan was great.
Yeah.
Especially towards the latter half.
I even like Qui-Gon. What's his face? Is Qui-Gon? I have a special set of skills. It's called being a Jedi.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
I will find you.
I can't even. God. But his part, too, was just like just so disposable, and he was kind of...
He was the Jedi Master, the first Master we'd seen since Obi-Wan. He was Obi-Wan's master, and he died right in front of him because Obi-Wan got cocky.
I guess.
Yes, it's all about lessons learned, guys.
Yeah, all I think of is it's Hayden Christensen's dancing around on lava at the end. That's what I think of.
I still think that fight was pretty cool.
It's over, Anakin. I have the high ground.
I loved you.
It's like, but I can do a backflip over you.
Yeah, I know. Right. I know.
I have the force. Just he's imagine. Like, damn it, he's right.
Just imagine if Obi-Wan had just finished the job right there and then.
He thought he did, didn't he? I haven't seen that movie in a while.
He should have just finished the job. Well, things would have been a whole lot different.
That's his.
Well, then there wouldn't have been 4 or 5 minutes.
I know. I was saying.
That's like his son. He
well, he loved him like a brother. He said, "I'm like my brother. I loved you. You were my brother."
Yeah,
that's what he said.
I don't even think it's a brother thing. I almost think it's a father relation. Anakin didn't have a father.
Well, Anakin was always looking for a father. Yeah.
Well, and look what Obi-Wan was.
He wasn't a father. He was more of a brother. I think he wanted to find a father figure in the council, and the council fucked him over, too.
Well, he was always searching for that father figure. I feel like
and
at that
that's
point,
where Palpatine, that's what Palpatine came in and did.
Well, that absolutely, because yeah. he was looking for that
mm-hmm.
paternal figure in his life.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to this than just Hayden Christensen, guys.
No, I agree.
Yeah, no, I yeah.
There's like a whole movie in there.
Are you an angel?
Well, yeah, no, there's a lot of bad. We were saying the other night, wouldn't it be crazy if just fucking Darth Vader can come back in any form he wants?
He comes
as a
back
Force
as
ghost.
Jake Lloyd.
And he comes back as the little kid, Anakin. But with all the knowledge of like the age Darth Vader, so he's still very wise and fatherly. And well, you know, you can't always give in to your. But he's a little kid. I made that same mistake too when I was your age. You're 5.
The first
appearances
time.
Aren't everything, young God. Skywalker.
Well, it's right back to Star Wars, so that's good.
Yeah,
I everything mean, goes back to Star
that's
Wars.
A good lead into talking about Last
At
Jedi.
This point, I guess if you want to tune out and not hear any Star Wars spoilers, we'll tell you to do that. And it's been a pleasure and a merry, merry Christmas.
Yes,
and no happy holidays to everyone out there.
I agree.
I'd say happy. Yeah. Holiday. Yeah, happy holidays.
Fuck you, Brandon.
Happy holidays.
You're an un-American piece of shit. You don't appreciate our troops. Anyway.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Merry
How about
Christmas.
That?
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy New Year. And
any other holidays happening?
Yeah, all that other shit. Yeah.
Enjoy them all. We won't tell you to have a happy one, but yeah.
Stay safe. Just don't drink and drive. You know.
It's all the good stuff.
Yeah.
We're good role models.
Sure. Whatever you say. So yeah.
Star Wars.
So Star Wars. Spoiler warning. Leave now.
Tune out now. We all hated it, right?
What? No. No, I loved it, actually.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
Wow.
I don't think it's a perfect film, but I think it was good. I really, really enjoyed it. It was a great ride from beginning to end.
Yeah. I think that...
What about the end?
What about the end? I also thought it went too long. My criticisms were the casino planet didn't need to happen. That was a little too.
Yeah, I don't think anyone liked that scene.
That's
except for Dan.
Especially the reviews that I've been reading, seeing too, is that felt a little yep. Zelda side quest, as I've heard.
But they needed to do Zelda side quest to get you off the ship, or else if they didn't do that, the entire show would have taken place on that one ship.
Movie
and
would have
the
been
other ship.
The entire movie. Yes, I agree. But it just.
Well, it was also a good chance to see different aliens because, like,
yep.
There was a lot of humans in the rebellion and not a lot of anything else.
Yeah, it was so, that's true. There were only like a couple of different types of aliens in the resistance.
Which is funny because the Empire is supposed to be the racist ones. Yeah. They only like humans.
I agree. That was one of my criticisms.
The Republic is supposed to be like, oh, we let everybody in.
It's true. That's a good point.
I know it's more expensive to produce, I'm sure. But
yeah.
It's fucking balls crazy how crappy the New Republic was. We had it for 5 minutes.
They're gone. They're dead.
At the beginning of this movie, they're like, the New Republic has crumbled. It was like, they blew them up for a week.
They blew them up.
Everyone was in that one system.
Yeah.
I just find that hard to believe.
That was the...
You got a whole galaxy out there, billions of star systems, and like you took
out
6 planets.
No, I do agree.
And they were like, oh, we'll never recover.
It does seem a little flimsy that it's like how... That like the
that government wasn't meant to survive.
Apparently. It just seems like weird that there's not a lot more resistance out there. Yeah.
But you needed it to happen because you had to... But you have to be the underdog.
Of course. No one
wants to root for the winner, for the big dog. You can't be once the Empire becomes the rebellion, then it's just like, oh, this doesn't seem as fun anymore.
True. No, I agree. So they had to reestablish that baseline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That hey, we're the underdog feeling.
So the Starkiller base blew up the New Republic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which also, I don't know how you guys managed to build that
secretly.
There's I think the books and such fill in the details.
You got to play the video game, guys. Play Battlefront 2.
Oh no.
It's yeah.
More info in there.
There apparently is.
like, because it's this whole big marketing machine of Star Wars, it's like, you're not going to get all the story in the movies.
Nope.
You're going to have to play the video games. You're going to have to read the comics. You're going to have to watch the animated shorts. There's going to be computer games.
The old Legends, you didn't have to read that stuff.
No, you did. You had to read the books.
You didn't have to.
But that's all there was. There was just books.
No, but you didn't have to. I'm saying, like, you didn't have to read Shadows of the Empire between the two. Reading it did fill in a lot.
It filled in a lot.
But you didn't have to understand what was going on in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have known what happened between 2 and 3 if you didn't.
I'm saying I feel like now there is almost, it's a prerequisite because you are left with more questions going like, wait, why is this purple haired lady all of a sudden like a lady of power in this second one?
Oh, yeah, and she's in her nowhere.
She's a huge character in the new canon, in the new,
Is she?
She's, they reestablished, they establish her big time. She's like General Organa's right hand woman.
Then why didn't, what's his face, Poe Dameron, my
trust her? I don't know.
Or know even who she was. Or right? Like, he's like, oh, I know of her. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought her and Poe were tight.
I was sad to see that she didn't. Relationship there. I was sad that she was only, like, spoilers, that was her only movie because she seemed like a good character. I like Laura Dern.
Eh.
All right.
I could take her or leave her.
I like her.
I didn't form any attachment to her.
Right at the end, you could tell she was a good. She was a good person.
Oh yeah, right, because she sacrificed herself.
Well, no, she was already not before that. Herself. When she was like, "He's a flyboy. You got to watch out for him," and lets Leia go on the shuttle. When in reality, what I feel should have happened is Leia should have stayed on the cruiser.
Yeah. Absolutely, but it wouldn't have been as important. Obviously, to crush the rebellion.
Yeah, exactly.
This whole thing where they're crushing the rebellion is Kylo Ren killing his mother.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like, she had to be in the base at the end for that to mean anything. He was like, "We need to get in there." If she had sacrificed herself before that, it wouldn't have been. Nobody would have cared.
Although I did love how, like, when he was going to take out the bridge and you saw his finger over the fire button and you cut between her and him and her and he, like, takes it off. But then the other two TIE fighters come in and...
But now
and people are criticizing her Superman, like...
That, yeah, I was
going
to say.
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. It didn't bother me at all.
No, didn't bother me.
I'm like, I'm glad to see her latent force powers coming came out a little bit.
If Rey can do mind controls and shit without any training whatsoever in the last movie,
then Leia absolutely
can do whatever she wants.
She's from the Skywalker bloodline.
She's Luke's sister. She's Darth Vader's daughter.
No, I don't disagree. It was just a weird, like, I don't know, that whole like vacuum of space.
What happens
to you when you're out there? I don't know. But
I know the science of it is that you can survive for about 15 seconds.
Yeah, there's a 15 second window or something like that.
And it's actually what you don't want to do. What you don't want to do is hold your breath.
Yes, because then you explode.
That's because everything there will want to come out.
Yep.
The first thing you'll notice too is everything surface wise that's liquid will boil away. So people who have survived that unintentionally, they say the first thing they notice is their like the saliva in their mouth boils away.
Whoa.
Yeah. The science behind that is actually pretty legit. No joke.
Yeah. So you can survive in space. Plus, she's using latent force abilities that we didn't know about to fly herself back into the ship. It's not hard for me to believe that she can use that ability to regenerate her cells and keep herself alive while
I don't disagree with that. And they've been saying since the beginning, like, and my sister has it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that there's something there. Mm-hmm. But
so that was good. I don't agree with the criticism of that scene.
Yeah, like, I kind of like
people
it
maybe
because...
people. I think people are saying like, even just her pose was stupid. And I'm like, well, how else are you going to do it? You're basically
you're
force pulling instead of pulling something towards you. You're pulling yourself towards something.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Like,
as in a movie where you have to constantly remind yourself, oh right, the force. It doesn't seem that out of
and they did they pushed the boundaries of the force in this, and I liked that they showed new things. The force projection everywhere was great. I thought that was really good.
It also that actually felt a little bit
contrived.
Like, I was like, oh my god, we can all do this like no matter what everywhere. This seems super convenient.
Well, it took all of his energy.
It did. Well, I mean, we know what happened in the end.
We're already in spoilers, so
yep.
It took all of his energy to do that.
All of his energy.
Yeah.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know what happened to his green lightsaber, though.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That is a really good question.
Well, Rey needs to either build one or she needs to find that one.
Yeah.
Because as lightsabers go, we're running pretty thin.
Yeah, it's so true. That's a good point.
Not a lot left in the galaxy.
There's probably like none left.
Kylo's got one and it sucks. It's crappy. It doesn't even
work. And it's artificial because it's Sith. So,
Yeah, the The Force never bothers me because it's the Force.
It's Deus Ex Machina. Like, it's supposed to be kind of whatever you need it to be when you need it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even in the beginning, even in the original movies, the Force was so, like, that's what we were there having a conversation the other night where the problem with midichlorians was you tried to measure the Force.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be able to measure something that's immeasurable.
Correct.
It's the galaxy. It's the universe. Yeah. It's
well, I think they did
God.
A good job in this movie revisiting that and kind of making it clear again, like, this is
something unexplainable.
In between space and time. And like,
yeah. Oh, I love the scene where he teaches her to reach out to the Force, because all we had before now was reach out with your feelings.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, okay.
I love that too. Where he's like, reach out. Do you feel it? Do you feel that?
And that was a really good belief. Oh my God, I feel it.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like reach out with your mind.
But so
this won't surprise you, Dave, but when I talked to my brother about the movie, one of his favorite things about it was that they used the Yoda puppet.
The Yoda Muppet.
Of course. No, I completely agree. That was great.
That was perfect. Yeah.
No, that was, it had huge. To be that. Mm-hmm.
Well, because the CGI Yoda was cool, and you got to see Yoda fight as younger Yoda, but he shouldn't have been younger Yoda. This is later in time. This should be the Yoda we knew from the original series.
Look as good you will.
Yeah, right? When 900 years old you reach.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he's
and I was not. Obviously. I was happy for that cameo. I was happy for that comeback.
Oh yeah,
and I was happy that he was the one to be like, "Nope, you're right. It's gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta go." And this is the message that I've been plotting. I've been following since Force Awakens, and this is my theory, or at least my speculation, is that the Jedi and the Sith as two separate entities have to go. Hmm. That they both of them create imbalance. It is the gray will
You've
be the
be
way.
In between, yeah,
the gray Jedi way is the way, and that's in that will middle. Be the way.
Yeah,
that's balance. The ultimate balance.
Bring balance to the Force. Mm-hmm. Right.
The Jedi weren't going to bring balance.
There is no good and evil. Exactly. There is harmony.
There is complete harmony.
Okay. I feel it. I mean,
and I think
structurally.
I think that's what he said. He's like, the Jedi need to end. As it stands, the Jedi need to end.
Except for you saw that the books are not burned in the tree.
Thank you. Yes. What? I thought so.
Then what?
Yeah. I didn't discuss this with you. Christine said it. She said, I noticed it, but it kind of flitted in and out of my head because there's so much going on in the movie at that point. But when Finn goes to take a blanket for the chick who fell in love with him in this
Rose,
movie, who came out of nowhere, the girl who works behind the pipes.
How did you not get that joke when we were in the car? Me and Tom were dying in the front. He's like, oh, she works behind the pipes?
Oh, no, she
and
does.
And I were dying. And you and Dan were like, what? What?
Oh, I got it.
I thought you, okay.
She, dicks.
Yes.
Ah!
Yeah, that's all what right, I got. Brandon, we
that's
were dying.
Horrible.
Well, I thought
Jesus Christ.
I'm just immature.
So when he's getting her a blanket, he reaches into a drawer in the Millennium Falcon and you see a series of books.
Really?
Very clearly.
Ooh, yeah. I missed that.
It's he kind of flips through them and then
this is why I do need
blanket
to see it again. I want to see it again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I missed that then.
Yeah, so Ray took him.
Jay and I talked about it and he said Mare missed it too. He's like, no, she's totally... Yeah. I was like, no, they're there. Like, they made a big thing of burning the tree and like moving out, but the books... Still
and did we all notice?
And Yoda knew. Yoda must have known.
Yeah, did we all notice though? At the end, the kid with the broom, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like so make sure casually,
he grabs the broom.
That was pretty
cool. I got to tingle up my spine when that happened.
Me, really?
Yep.
All yeah.
Right. Hit me perfect.
Some people are saying that might be where Rian Johnson's trilogy is going to spin off of, like this newer,
generation of Jedi.
Yeah, and I was
that's
interesting.
The whole point is, listen, we're getting rid of all the old characters.
Oh
we're killing them off one by one.
Yes.
So that this new cast of characters can take their place, and you can make another series of movies.
Yeah,
that's the whole plan. I mean, structurally, you have to. None of these people are going to last much longer if they're still alive right now.
Some of them aren't. Obviously.
And God rest. But at that point, half of them don't even want to do it. Like, Han Solo was done.
Harrison Ford was done.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, all right, I'm cashing out. You guys are still making this shit? Fine, one more, and you got to kill me.
Broke his leg for it.
Yeah.
He did.
Well,
For the filming of The Force Awakens, he broke his leg.
Did he really?
Yep. On set.
Oh.
Yeah, like, stopped shooting for a while. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Something fell on him or whatever.
I thought he got into a plane crash.
That, too. He's been in a couple.
I was just saying, is that related to The Force Awakens?
Yeah, right.
He was trying to fly away from the set. He was escaping, and they shot him down.
Get back here. You're not dead yet.
Not until we're done, Ford.
Not dead yet.
There's a price on my head.
Yeah. There's a pretty big price on my head, kid.
But so, okay, any further criticisms? Because, like, I don't know. Beyond the casino planet just being a little too side questy.
But you know what? The casino planet gave you the opportunity for that end scene.
Correct.
It showed you
so even then,
the
I don't totally think it was out of place.
I didn't
it just felt a little prequely. It felt a little bit too, like, Like the 50s diner scene in the prequels, it felt a little like that. A little too polished, a little too much. Look at all the aliens. Look at all the aliens, which is great. Which is always fun to see.
Kind of remind me of the cantina scene.
Yeah.
That's, well, yeah, but
I think that was their attempt at it.
I just don't think every movie needs it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
you
know,
you didn't see that in. There was no cantina scene in Empire. There was no.
But you got Ewoks, motherfucker.
In Empire.
No, yeah.
Oh, in Empire? No.
You got Cloud City. Cloud City looked pretty white and clean and human to me.
Mostly, but.
Lobot was about. Oh, yeah, they had the weird little. You got that little. Ugnaughts.
Yeah, the Ugnaughts.
So, criticism wise, though, the thing that everyone keep. I've been reading about.
Yeah.
Is the disappearance of Snoke as with no real.
Who cares?
Explanation. Okay. And I was like, you know what? Honestly, that was a pretty sweet scene after.
Oh my God.
That was insane. Oh, and the fact that like the two of them like are fighting together but like apart.
Oh, that was such a good action.
I was like, I don't care. Snoke
I don't care.
Jet. Yeah. I don't care.
If we find out who he is, okay. If we don't find out, I'm okay too.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm okay with it.
Well, people
he's just
have
a bad guy.
Fan theories about who he was.
Also, like, where did Palpatine came from? They had to build, like, in the lore, they had to expand upon where Palpatine actually came from and blah, 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 blah.
Because he doesn't show up until the third movie.
Nah, and he did. You know, he doesn't even have the name Palpatine in any of the movies until the prequels, and until the books after the original three.
Yeah,
but he never had the. He was never Emperor Palpatine. He was just the Emperor until they made books after the movie.
I can remember the in the stores the characters like the toys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they'd put the names of them, and I'd be like, that name was never in any movie.
Any of them,
but they'd like name them on the toys.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, that's who that is.
Mm-hmm.
But
so I don't care that. We never find out who Snoke is.
It doesn't bother me as much as it could.
Bothers a lot of people. A lot of people are real mad about that. Who cares?
I'm over it. I mean, he just
needs to be a bad guy. He just needed to be there as the the overarching antagonist.
But now Kylo Ren, the bitchiest Sith on the planet,
is the bad
guy.
I really like
him. I don't know if he's a big boss.
I
don't know if he's a big boss. I don't know if I see him as... He doesn't command the same fear as Emperor Palpatine. The Emperor.
Yet he's young still. That's
he's
the
still
point.
Young, yeah, and he has the most raw, untamed power that anybody any Jedi has ever seen, or that you know Luke has ever seen.
Yeah, they say that about everybody at some point.
Well, let's see what he does with it.
Everyone in the Skywalker family.
But I thought Kylo Ren's development in this was really good.
Yeah, I thought he was really.
They ditched the mask. Oh, he ditched the mask. Yeah. It was great. Yeah,
like, way better in this movie than the last movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Overall, mm-hmm.
He was way too. He was much more emo in the first one. Yeah.
Yeah. He was always bashing things when he got mad.
Yeah, smashing things and
throwing tantrums. That didn't do it for me. Yeah, he threw tantrums.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That did not do it for me.
Yeah, I feel like in this one he was actually a grown up.
Much more controlled.
He's like a grown up trying to figure his shit out as opposed to just stamping around.
And the first thing he did was like, that mask is stupid. Get rid of it. And he's like, ridiculous mask.
Take that ridiculous mask off. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I loved that because I fucking hated that mask. It was so stupid.
It was unnecessary.
I could barely never hear or understand what he was saying. Yeah.
I actually thought it was.
You're like, what? No, could you to turn it up a little bit? Could you?
Right. Turn down the distortion, dude.
Yeah.
I said to my buddy, I was like, dude, what if I just showed up with a mask suddenly? What if I we're hanging out and it was, oh, what? It's just my mask.
I'd be like, take that shit off, dude.
Yeah, right? Dude, you're fucking weird.
I kind of want to see you do that now and we'll see how long we can let you just wear it.
Yeah.
Dave sitting down for dinner, like just trying to shovel food under the mask.
Darth Vader had a mask because he had some serious breathing problems.
Yeah, he had a reason.
An asthma situation that was untenable otherwise. And he needed it. It made him spooky, yes, but he needed the mask. If you just wear a mask for no reason, you're a douchebag.
You're just a creep.
Yeah. Exactly. Imagine if you were in high school and somebody showed up with like a mask one day. How much shit that kid would get?
Yeah, a lot.
Fucking Jerry's wearing a mask.
That's just
what
Jerry.
The fuck? Why?
He does that. It's cool.
What I would have accepted is if after the fight with Rey, he had something wrong with him,
like
he
serious
needed a breathing
damage.
Apparatus.
Yeah.
That would he had something wrong with him.
Like
in the beginning.
That cut
scar.
That they were like fixing slowly was fixing itself. Mm-hmm. That was kind of cool too.
Yeah. It did feel a little bit though. Along criticism lines, that their long distance calls were a little like ham-fisted almost exposition wise. It was very much like, why did you do what you did? Why I did what I did. Well, I mean, I like the connection, and it obviously came to fruition when they both fought together. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. But like, I felt those scenes. I was like, I wasn't upset that that could happen now with the Force, and it was interesting that Snoke was like, I did it.
Yeah,
I was the one who was able to make that connection
for
you.
Together.
Yeah, but I was also like, these two characters directly conversing when they really should be like in the dark.
Yeah, well, they knew a lot about each other too. And like you think about in the first movie, like they didn't spend all, I mean, they fought at the end and whatever, but they didn't spend like a ton of time.
None.
Like, who are you and how do I know you and what's the connection? It's just like suddenly we're connected and okay.
Because of that one
I don't
time.
Like you. Well, you should follow me. And
yeah, it wouldn't have made sense actually if Snoke hadn't put them together.
Yeah.
Because they didn't You're have right. that kind of deep connection.
You're right. Yeah.
At the end of the day.
But I don't know, that took that was the only time I was at the first time that they had that kind of longness as call. I was like, huh, okay,
so
that's a thing. And he said, he said I can't see where you are, but you can see where I am. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah,
she's more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or was that Snoke?
I love. Whoa, true.
Because it was all essentially Snoke's doing.
Which I mean, if we're gonna talk about Snoke,
do you think they're gonna have that?
Continue
to have that connection though? Now that Snoke's gone, I feel like they will.
I think there's something.
I think there is. They're linked somehow. Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
I think they're done. I think it was all Snoke, and I think it was all just manipulation.
Huh. Okay.
All right, especially after what Kylo said about where she's from.
So okay, that's what I was just gonna
that's
ask.
That's where
about.
I was gonna
like,
get.
Like, what were you? What's your thought on that? I thought that was awesome.
I think
said
it's
all
perfect.
Along that like
she doesn't
she's
have
nobody.
To be
like you don't
anybody.
Have to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm still not sure if I believe it.
That's,
I don't know if I believe
it
either.
Trick,
I know.
That's from Kylo.
But like,
only
as far as
Kylo?
An answer, like I'm kind of hoping that's the way.
The Force just the Force.
Like that little kid at the end.
Exactly.
You know, like, it shouldn't have to be.
You don't
like,
have to come from
family.
A bloodline. You don't have to come from a Force sensitive bloodline
it's
at
out
all.
There
it's just
people have to be
are Force
yeah,
sensitive.
So I thought that was
kind
of awesome.
And I agree with that. I like that. And that the mystery should be kind of put to bed, but at the same time, it's still not put to bed because the only narrative person who said it was Kylo Ren. How are you going to trust him?
Do you notice how we didn't get any crazy Force flashbacks in this one?
Yeah.
The last one was filled with Force flashbacks.
This one just had flashbacks in general, though. There were a lot of flashbacks.
You're right. There were flashbacks, but it was mainly to when Luke
it was exposition.
Ren.
Yeah,
it was
just
exposition flashbacks.
Which I love, by the way, because I love
like three
cool
different
like,
ways.
Force stuff. So like when he pulls the house down on him, I was like, oh, that's such a good way to just be like, oh, I blocked your lightsaber. And just like, oh, shit. And I just pulled the house down.
And I like that there were you know three different tellings of
that. Yeah, that was awesome.
And
like,
also
everybody
now
who
we
said
have
it
to,
was like
do
a
we
different...
believe
yeah,
the
who
way
do
Luke
you believe?
Explain it. Is that the way it really went down? I mean, oftentimes it's somewhere in the middle.
It's usually what it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was an interesting way of how Kylo Ren was made from Ben.
Yeah.
You know?
But he was already in turmoil.
And Snoke already had him, kind of.
But that's what Luke, the guy who was like, I see potential in Darth Vader, was like, well, I'm totally giving up on this kid, though.
Yeah, right? I'm going to give it to my nephew. Fuck him.
Like, and we talked about how that elevator scene is almost word for word.
It is.
The scene from Return of the Jedi where Luke is riding the elevator with Darth Vader. When Rey is riding the elevator with Kylo, she's like, I sense the conflict. I sense the good in you. There is conflict. And it's like
word for word
what Luke says to Vader. But in the end, he's like, nope, not really.
I have a feeling that, or it's an odd prediction, that like basically Kylo Ren and Rey are going to come together and become the gray and become
I agree with
the balance.
That. They're going to balance each other somehow.
I don't know if they're going to bang, but I'm just saying like they're going to come together in one way or another.
I mean, that's
hope
so.
In one way or another.
Or they have the kid that is the balance.
There you go.
They are coming together.
Yeah.
All the way together.
In that way.
Yep. Well,
there's your next generation of movies.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I thought, and I liked that they established a new romantic thing with Finn and Rose because Rey has her own destiny. Rey could not. There was no romance.
Well,
there was
Rey and Poe at the end doing their stupid like, ooh, he's cute, she's cute. Like I've met you. Like that's a thing. I'm not into that.
I didn't see that.
So at the very end when they met, they're like, oh, you're Rey. Oh, you're Poe.
I thought they just was more like you're a legendary pilot and you're a legendary new Jedi.
Yeah, but they're doing the like stare in each other's eyes thing that you're like, oh,
really?
Hi, I'm Poe.
Yeah.
And Poe's going to be the new.
I'm Rey.
Yeah. Poe's obviously going to be the new resistance leader. He's
with,
obviously.
Leia, well, with Carrie Fisher dying, like they had to, like, where are they going to go? And it's Poe. It's totally
Of course
Poe.
It's Poe. He had to learn the lesson in the movie to become the new leader.
Poe is the least relatable character in all of this.
Really?
You see him 5 minutes at the beginning of the last one and 5 minutes at the end. And in this one, he's like, what's going on? Hey, guys, we got to have a plan. Guys, what's going on?
You're not telling me a plan? I'm going to mutiny.
Right? Yeah. Fine. Mutiny.
Yeah. You're
just like, oh, okay. So this guy kind of sucks.
I like Oscar Isaac. So
he learned one lesson, which is don't kill all your people.
And trust in your leadership.
Well,
trust
he's being a total asshole. And then they're like, but I like him. Oh, I like him too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're supposed to be like, oh, okay. So it's okay
so
that he's being an asshole.
Like, yeah, we're supposed to like him.
I am by it. And fucking Finn, you learned a lot about him in the last one. There's a lot of good character development. In this one, he's still just kind of like...
He almost was, like, was trying to be a coward in the beginning.
Yeah, 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 and he came along, and but it was a lot. It was a journey for him. In this one, he was just kind of like...
No,
oh.
I think in this one, he learned a lot through Rose's experience on the casino planet.
He learned the same journey, which was don't fucking run away. The first one, he was like, oh, shit, I'm going to run away, and then, oh, I kind of like Rose, so I'm going to stay. And in this one, he was like... I want to run away. I think and he was instead, like that chick shocked him, and he's like, "Oh, I like Rose." So
I think
I'm
he was
stay.
Going to find Ray. Yeah, because he had
was
the
like a Ray obsessed. At this
he
point.
Had the
well,
sensor,
no, he
yeah.
was trying to get away so she wouldn't get led back to the doomed fleet. Was what he said. That's what he said to Rose. He was like, "I have a friend who is going to come back here to find this, and I can't have her come back here because we're all doomed." Which sounds like bullshit to me.
That does sound like bullshit. I think that's the point.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
And Rose was cool, but think, still, like...
And that was, his, you know, it was supposed to be his... That, or, you know, her sister in the beginning was the one who sacrificed herself. Yeah. That was...
No, wait, what?
You didn't get that?
Oh, yeah,
no.
Yeah, the lady who, like,
with
kicked
the,
down the...
Remember when she kept the bomber? She was trying to... She was holding the other half of the medallion.
They're both Asian.
Yeah.
Well, that's usually sisters who are... If one sister's Asian, the other one...
Typically.
A lot of times
typically.
Is.
Dick about the future.
It's a lot
Kirsten.
Of times. That's sometimes how it works.
But she had
even
she
in
was
the future.
She held the medallion and she, that yeah. was yeah.
Oh, is the other half of the medallion.
Correct. And that's why she was crying.
I thought that was just some fucking Temple of the Wills shit.
No, I mean it might have been.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean they even mentioned the Benicio del Toro even mentions what kind of metal it is.
Yeah, Benicio later. Del Toro's in this.
Yes.
Is he going to be back?
What the
he's
fuck
gotta be back.
Is happening?
He's like the Lando. He's got to be back.
He's yeah. weird. I don't know. Well, he's... I don't know how much how I like a well-known actor like Benicio del Toro being a character in Star Wars. I feel like characters in Star Wars should come
out of
nowhere.
I think he did such a good job.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He wasn't
he was
bad.
In, he wasn't in very long, but he was good.
But
I
he was
him.
Benicio del Toro.
But he's the outsider. He teaches a lesson of like... Like let's look
that
at
war is a business.
And remember, he right. said, "Let's see whose ship
yeah,
this was."
That was so
oh, look,
good.
He made they made weapons mm-hmm. for the First Order. Oh, and look, they made weapons
for
the
yeah,
Resistance
the
as well.
Good guys and the bad guys,
for sure. No,
quote,
that was
unquote.
Good.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind the character. It's
you just don't. It takes you out because he's
Benicio.
A no, he's
it's like as
actor.
If Brad Pitt was
agreed.
Like Snoke.
I can see what you mean. No,
you'd be like that
was
Brad
actually surprise.
A big thing, yeah, a big thing of Star Wars is always the unknown actors.
Yeah,
because it's so easy to then just be like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah,
that's just that person.
If you had somebody just a major like fucking Tom Cruise is Luke Skywalker, you'd be like, excuse
yeah.
me,
it's a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
bring it back to the Grinch. It was a Jim Carrey movie.
Yeah. Go. Oh God. There we are. But I thought I don't know. I really enjoyed this new one. I'm yeah.
I liked
really
it overall.
Yeah. So but the next one is gonna be J.J. Abrams again.
Oh,
the,
is it?
Yeah. It's not Rian Johnson.
Lens flare.
So it's gonna be interesting. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh God. But we'll see what happens because I think a few things were kind of like. Fuck you, JJ. Like,
yeah.
Like, fuck what you set up.
Like,
in that
get
first
rid
movie.
Of some of this crap
like,
that
Snoke's
you.
No history.
He killed the lady stormtrooper.
Oh yeah.
Think I can't believe Gwen and Christy get such little screen time and she's done. I hope she comes back.
Who?
I don't know how she.
The
could.
Lady stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Phasma.
Phasma. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's done. Why would she be
I mean,
back? How would she be back?
She survived the trash compactor.
I guess. I don't know. She sucked.
And she really. And yeah.
She it was no purpose to her in the last movie. All she did was give up the codes. When they put a gun to her, which is like, okay,
I
well,
was just
you're
hoping she
this.
Would get a badass moment.
Yeah.
Nope.
And she kind of went out like a chump.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand how that one area of ground collapsed under her when like, the part that Finn was standing
well,
on.
Finn was on like
was
a hoverboard.
Fine.
It was, he Finn was on an elevator, which arguably is somehow
shouldn't
attached
even be working
to the area of
at that
ground.
Point, shouldn't
she
even be
on.
Shouldn't even be functioning.
It's like, oh, but that one area of the deck is going to collapse and she's going to, okay.
It sucks. I wish she'd gotten a better, they put her on so much marketing and stuff, I wish she'd gotten a bigger role.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Because
her character
she
sucked.
Kicked,
she
like,
sucked.
She's a good actress and... Mm.
I don't care. I'm not necessarily a bad actress, but her character sucked. She was unnecessary.
There wasn't
she
a
was
lot there.
Underdeveloped.
Like,
I forgot
like
she
was supposed
existed.
To be like the anti-Finn. Like, here's Finn's
foe.
You know what I mean? Like, Finn was a stormtrooper and took off on her, and she. But like, they just there's nothing there. There was just nothing there.
Yeah. I forgot she existed when she showed up on screen. I was literally.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
This chick.
So at the very end, when there's like 12 rebels left.
Uh huh.
This is literally. Like 30.
That's
even,
what. Like
that's what you're
that,
supposed
like,
to be
like, yeah.
That's the rebellion now.
I know. Yeah.
Well, because they put out a distress signal with
well,
Leia's
they,
personal
yeah.
code.
And they said,
but they said like,
they
oh, it was received, and no one showed up. And
exactly.
Then I'm
which
like,
means they chose
they
not to show up.
They can't be out there. Like, they can't be there. The whole thing can't end in a good way if there's only 30 of them. I'm sorry. Like,
though. There's
but
that,
they are the spark.
That's got to be the next movie. They've got to rally.
There's got to be more out there.
Who didn't come.
They're yeah, it was like such a fast, like, everyone, oh, well, they got it, and they're not coming. I'm like, all right, well.
That, so did you know?
That meant a lot to me. Hold on. Yeah. That was like serious. They sent out a distress signal, yeah. And she said, use my personal code, and nobody showed up.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they were waiting. They didn't.
They didn't seem to be waiting.
Wait
that long.
Yeah, it was like.
But they didn't get a response.
They're not here immediately.
5 minutes.
But like the response.
Said,
yeah.
They said it's the message has been received, but no one's responding. So everyone got it and was like, delete.
All I could think of in that scene was, do you remember in was it Return of the King, the
Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings, yeah, to Return of the King, where they like light the signals and it's like telling everyone, like, to come and join and everyone comes.
And
I'm like, they're lighting the signals and nothing's happening.
Nope. Everyone's like, well, we're not going to risk
our
people.
We're not passing this shit on.
No.
But the rebellion isn't dead, though.
Yeah, no, it's not, but they're...
There's not much to speak
limping,
but they are the spark.
We still have cool Dakota rings that will do great
for
merchandising.
I know, I like Dakota ring.
How long before everyone's got a little fucking rebel Dakota
ring? It's okay, part of the resistance.
Well, Christmas is in 2 days, Dave, so...
Oh, yeah.
That's when you'll
huge.
Have yours.
Now. Also, all the little cute characters. I liked the crystal foxes.
Oh, I did
the crystal foxes were beautiful.
And
I
the
saw
birds
the,
that Chewbacca
the making
ate.
Of those. They made an animatronic one of those.
Shut up.
Beautiful.
See?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Well,
that's
it's
cool.
All merchandising.
Well, yeah.
That's what those cute little creatures
Welcome to Disney
are there
World.
For.
Yeah,
exactly.
The new Star Wars land is coming soon.
Right. Without little cute little critters.
The porks.
Mm-hmm. I
like the porks. They were cute.
Are those the birds?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like the whole
hate.
Chewbacca scene.
There's some hate on the porks. I love the porks. They're
I think
adorable.
That they weren't as annoying as I feared they could be.
Exactly.
Like,
they didn't overuse them.
They were funny when they were there. I was like, all right, well, that was done.
What about Luke drinking the green milk
teat
out of the...
That was hot.
That was gross.
Oh, yeah.
That was gross.
Yeah, right in there. Comes up with a mustache.
And he was pissed about it.
He was like, want some?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm drinking this shit and I'm angry. I'm like, you don't have to milk a big green monster.
This is... It's not paradise.
No, that's true.
But Luke was—he made a commitment.
Some people didn't like the lizard nun things too either.
I actually liked those too.
I didn't hate them.
So hey, I know I gotta piss. So you guys can either keep going or we can end it right here. I don't care.
We should maybe end it considering this is now super long and we talked about 16.
No,
this is
about
this
like about this is about
episode.
A normal.
Oh,
yeah, we're
normal.
Usually about between an hour and a half.
Oh,
somewhere like that.
Yeah.
So, I guess...
We're going to mark this one as Grinch, Star Wars, and big put spoilers. Make sure you put spoilers in the title.
Yes, yes. Spoilers.
Yeah.
About
all right.
The Grinch. If you haven't seen The Grinch, you shouldn't have watched this episode.
His heart grows 3 sizes. Spoiler alert!
No!
But I guess thank you for Kirsten
yes,
for
thank
coming
you,
down
Kirsten,
and joining
well,
us.
Thank you for letting me come.
Star.
This is really fun.
This has been
you're
great.
One of our biggest fans. if you're a big fan, write us at nafcast@gmail.com or hit us up at @nafcast.
Next time you're back down, we'll have
maybe
you again.
Can be on an episode.
Perfect. Yeah.
And awesome. Wish you one more Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
I was Kirsten.
Nobody asked for this.
Nobody asked for this.
Woo! That was really fun.
Another one in the bag. See?
Thank you. No.
Oh, that was really cool.